Hey, Shalom Aleichem. Okay, should we start? I just lost Ari. Oh, where's Ari gone? We talked about the process of writing, what you're writing with, what you're writing on, and now let's say you write on what you wrote on before. Right, we're talking about what the DO has to be, the ksav has to be kayama, then to be al davar shel kayama. So obviously the natural next question step is, if we decided whether or not you have to write bidavar shel kayama on a davar shel kayama, what if you wrote on what you wrote on? Right? Let's make it iterative. So you wrote your DO on your DO, is that gonna be okay? Right? And just before we get into the details, I'm just going to look at the words of the Gemara because it's very Gishmak. Right? Said lasuye had right mitira after fine itmar hamavir dio al gabe sikra. Let's say you use, let's say, a pencil for our purposes, and then you want to go over it with pen, right? So you're beefing up your ksav. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amru Chavayu Chayiv Shtayim. Achas Mishim Kosev, Achas Mishim Mochek. On Shabbos, if you were to write in pen over your pencil, you'd be Chayiv too, because you're erasing the bottom text and you're writing the over text. Dio al gabi dio, if you use pen on top of pen, Sikra al gabi sikra, or pencil al gabi pencil, Patan. You're going to be potter. Okay? So it seems like a very straightforward din l'gabei Shabbos. If you're writing pen on gabei pencil, right, pen is more powerful. The pen is mightier than the pencil, as the famous saying goes, and therefore it's ksav. If you're writing pencil on pen or pen on pen, you haven't really done anything. Fine. Sikra al gabei dio. Amri l'chayiv, amri l'potter. Okay? Right, some people say you'd be chayiv. Some say be pater, amr l'chayiv mocheku, right? You'd be chayiv because it's worse, right? Now you have pencil dirtying up your nice, beautiful pen strokes, so that's going to be ruining the ksav, and that's going to be mikalkel. You're going to be, sorry, mochek, mocheku, amr l'pater mikalkel, right? Yeah, but it's the same reason why it's mochek, it's also mikalkel. So b'minei Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, "Edim she'im yodim lachto, ma'u shi'ichtov lehem b'sikra v'yachtimu." I have a genius idea. Right? Anytime I have edim who don't know how to sign, I could just give them I could trace it out for them in pencil, and then they'll draw it in. Ksav elyon ksav, o'enu ksav. Right? Do we consider the ksav elyon to be ksav? Amar lei, eno ksav doesn't work. So. Right? Amar lei, v'halo v'imandu rabbeinu, sav el yom sav v'min Shabbos. Okay? Amar lei, v'chi b'mnei sh'anu b'dam in yasa ma'isa. Okay? Well, just because we think it, we're gonna do it. Okay? So the question basically is like this. By Shabbos, we've established very clearly, unequivocally, that sav al gabi sav doesn't work, but dio al gabi dio al gabi sikra, pen on top of pencil, is going to be effective. Ksav, right? Kosher v'yosher, fantastic. Then, right, Reish Lakish asks, can we apply that equally to gittin? Right? Rabbi Yochanan says no. And then Reish Lakish says, yeah, but we did that by Shabbos. Then he says, v'chi anu b'dam inasa maisa. Okay? Now, the answer of v'chi anu b'dam inasa maisa is a little bit vague. Okay? Means, oh, just because we think so doesn't mean we're gonna really do it, right? We're gonna actually be so much on that lekula. Okay? But the nature of that objection is a little vague. And what could be the problem? Right? There are two reasons why. What are the two possible reasons you wouldn't do it? Yeah.
I guess it could either be like a fundamental one, like they're like Gitten and Shop is fundamentally different, or just like, oh, we just, you know, we just being machmir both ways.
Fantastic, right? It could be Shabbos is one thing, Gittin is another. On the one hand, we're talking about Ksav, so maybe you're right, we're really discussing the nature of Ksiva, in which case we can apply it from Shabbos to Gittin. On the other hand, you know, Gittin's different. Maybe the requirements of Ksiva are different. Maybe Ksav means something else in Gittin, or even if it means the same thing, maybe we care about different elements. The other option is, we said don't do it on Shabbos, right? And now we're saying don't do it again, right? We're choshesh that it's tzav by Shabbos, so we'll aser, and we're not choshesh that it's not tzav, we're going to be gittin. Exactly, right? So it could be a gittin thing. It could be a tzav, chashash. Fantastic. And then the Gemara here continues. Right? It says, Itmar... Itmar idim she'in yodim lachtom, Rav Amar Makaran Lamniar, Shmuel Amar Be'iver, which is going to work like the Sikra, like Sam. Right, and then you have a case where someone says, you can't do it, you can't do it. And then they say, maybe you could do it dafka by Gittin, but not by Sharsharos, because by Gittin we want to make sure that Edim are available so that they can get divorced. And other Sharsharos, like, you know, go find people who are literate. Okay, but what we've seen here is that clearly across these dinim, the Gemara is assuming that when it comes to dio al gabi dio, you don't have the din of ksiva. When it comes to dio al gabi sikra, you definitely do have the din of ksiva, right? And then the Gemara, and then Rabbi Yochanan suggests either we're not 100% sure, or that we could be mechalik between Gittin and Shabbos, right? So, but we're assuming that Dio Agabe Dio is not Ksiva, and Dio Agabe Sikra is Ksiva, right? Good. What's the problem? The problem is, if we look at the other Gemaros, we get a slightly different picture, right? Did I put the randoms here also? I did. Good. Okay. So if you look at the Gemara on Daf Chaf, Amar of Chizda, get shakasvo shalolishma, the heavier love kol muslishma. Let's say you wrote a get, shalolishma, and then you wrote over it with a pen, lishma. Okay? Banu malachokas from Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Nitanya, haresha yotzarech lichtov as Hashem, by a sefer Torah, you're writing Shem as Hashem, they need to be written lishma. Yiskavi lichtov Yehuda v'tav v'lo hitil badalid, ma'avir love kol muslim mekachem, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you could go over it with the pen. So you had dio, you're putting more dio on it, and this time you're doing a lishma. Yehuda says that's great. Chachamim omrim im Hashem min hamuvchar. This is not Hashem min hamuvchar, and therefore it doesn't. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov dilma lohi ad kan lo kamri rabbanan hasam de meina zakeli vanveil veleka aval hacha lo. It's Rav Chizda says there's a machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim whether or not dio al gabi dio works by lishma. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, maybe everyone actually agrees that it works for lishma, right? But in the case of a Sefer Torah, you have a special problem of it not being Zekeli Vadvei, right? It's not mechubad, basically, for the Shem Hashem to be, you know, when you rewrite your letters, like you fudge a letter and then you like write over it to try to fix it and it makes it way worse. So it's like it's not appropriate. It's not Zeki Levan Vehu. It doesn't show the proper respect for the Shem Hashem, right? What's interesting? And okay, so I have a focus here. Rav Chizda thinks that according to the Chachamim, Dio Agabi Dio doesn't work, right? And Rav Chaim Yaakov saying even the Chachamim think Dio Agabi Dio would work by Gittin for Lishma, right? But isn't that a straight stira to what we've been saying until now? Now, until now, we've been saying that Dio Agabi Dio doesn't work at all. It's not Ksav. If it's not Ksav, why is it helping suddenly? Right? It's one thing to say, oh, you know, Dio Agabi Dio works. Or you can say Dio Agabi Dio doesn't work. But we've said unequivocally that not only does it not work by Gittin, it doesn't work by Shabbat. Dio Agabi Dio is nothing across the board. Except that when it comes to Lishma, suddenly it is, Okay? It sounds like it's a straight steer. Okay? Then either give them Sach Shabbos. We have Hakosav Shtei Osios Behelanachas, Chayiv. Kasav Bidyo Basam Besikra Bekomos Bekantom Bechol Dover Shal Roshem. You're going to be Chayiv, right? Okay. Ksav agabe ksav man tana. Amar Chizda deloker Reb Yehuda. Oh, so Reb Chizda says clearly this is against Reb Yehuda. The Tanya Hareisha Hayat Tzarech Lichtov Es Hashem. V'Niskavir Lichtov Yehuda V'Tav Velo Hitil Bodalid. Marel Komos V'Umekacha. Divrei Reb Yehuda V'Chachomim Omrim Im Hashem Min Hamuvcha. Okay. Ksavagav Ksav is over here, sorry, just so you see it. Right, you're going to be Potter by Ksavagav Ksav. Okay? So Rav Chizda says, oh, you see, this is against Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda thinks that Dio Agabi Dio would be Chayv. Because he thinks it works for Lishma. Right? But for the Chachamim, Tiol Gabi Dio doesn't work. I hear it's right just like it works by Lishma. What's bizarre to me is that in our Gemara, right, we said unequivocally, Edom She'in Yodim Lachdom, right? Mahu She'yichtivu Lehem Besikra V'yachtimu. Ksav El Yom Ksav O Enu Ksav. Amar Leh, Enu Ksav. Right? He says, oh, but Limadnu, Ksav El Yon is Ksav Lenin Shabbos. Right? But according to Chachamim, it's not. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say, we're changing Psakim either. So Tosos talks, gets into this. Tosos says, Dio Agabi Dio Potter, Tema, Halcha Mashma, Dio Agabi Dio, Lo Klum Hu Lenin Shabbos. Right here it's very clear that if you do Dio Agabi Dio, not Dio Agabi Sikra, that you're going to be Patra Linyan Shabbos. But who Adini Linyan Get? To Midami Besamach L'Shabbos. All right? Can we say that Get and Shabbos are the same? U'mashma d'leik amad d'palik. Right? U'lekaman amrinan, k'savo shalo l'shmo, v'hevi alav kolmas l'shmo, banu l'machol, k'sar v'yudah r'abana. The Rehuda hevi k'sav. As we said, according to Rehuda, it is k'sav. Here we seem to say that Dio Agabi Dio doesn't do anything, and there we're saying, Dio Agabi Dio is machlokas. The ode, the Rav Acha Masik Lekamana, Filu Rabbanan Modu Gabi Get Devi Kasher. Right? According to Rav Acha, he says, even the Chachamim would agree by Get, they only argue by Sefer Torah because of Zakei Levan Vegan. That means Dio Gabi Dio always works. Okay? So, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, the Lekaman Vadai Shekasav Harishon Hayashalo Lishma. Ksav Sheni Osehu Lishma. Chashim Ksav L'Rabbi Yehuda U'L'Rab Acha Filu L'Rabbanan Chashim Ksav Gabi Get. There, because the first Ksav is Shalol Lishma and the second Ksav is Lishma, then it's Chashim Ksav. Right? The difference, the transition from Lishma to Lishma, according to Yehuda or according to Rab Acha, according to even the Rabbanan, is going to make it Ksav. About Hacha, Shekhsav Shenu Eno Metakin Klum, Afil Rabbi Yehuda Moded Lo Chashim Ksav. Here, where the Ksav Sheni, the second Ksav, the Dio Agabi Dio, isn't being Metakin anything, it's not making anything better, then everyone agrees that it's not Ksav. Okay? And now the case in Shabbos, Mepereka Bone, Ditznan, Ksav Agabi Ksav Pater, Vyom Rav Chizda Masmis into Lok Rabbi Yehuda, Lo boy lo ukme kshein ksav hasheni metakin klum. Dafid Rabbi Yehuda moded the eno ksav. Mishum demasis and mashmalei bechol inin pater. His okay. So our Mishnah, our Gemara seems to say that ksav agave ksav is nothing. The Gemara daf chaf says ksav agave ksav might be ksav lecholadels. The Gemara Mishnah and Shabbos says ksav agave ksav is pater. Right here we said explicitly ksav agave ksav agave Shabbos is chayiv. So that the answer is that over here and in Shabbos, We're going to say that it's good, that ksav agav ksav is not relevant because in ksav sheni mitakin klum. Vilu ksav gero sefer Torah shelo lishma v'hevir alav b'shabbos kol mus lishma l'hachi muki kerabanan aval rav acha bar Yaakov al karfach lo mituk mamasisin b'chol inyan d'ha beget afilu rabanan modu d'hevi ksav u'zidei asim mamasisin nami kerb Yehuda. Who could go and shein him attacking the ksav sheni klum? Says, oh, okay. So according to the Rabbi Rav Chisda, he's going to explain the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Gemara and Shabbos, kipshuta. Okay, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that ksav dio agabi dio is ksav. Rav Acher Bar Yaakov would have to argue on it. Would have to say that Mishnah is not going to be correct, at least l'divarav. Because there, the Chachamim would be modeh that it would be ksav. It's only a sefer Torah problem. Okay? So what's Tosos doing in order to fix our problem here? What's his trick? What's his solution? Right, he says it's because the ksav sheni is ose lishma, but if it was not me mitakin, then it's not chashu ksav. Right? It depends whether or not you're transforming the text. Okay, now pausing here for a second. Why is it, right? What's going on? What's this all about? Ksav agav ksav. Why would it be a problem? Why wouldn't it be a problem? Why should it help us? Why shouldn't it help us?
I mean, it would be a problem because what do you mean, why would it help us, why wouldn't it help us?
Meaning, why should ksav agav ksav be ksav, and why should it not?
It should be ksav because you're doing a maaseh ketiva, but it shouldn't be ksav because you're not actually making any impact on the paper. You're not actually changing what's happening.
All right, okay, good. All right, when you write, you're communicating something, right? And here, you haven't done that because it's already on the page. On the other hand, you definitely did a Maisa Ksiva, right? You might have done a Maisa Ksiva. You definitely did the actions involved. That's one thing. Actually, not, but let's say the Diolium, Sapsignolium, Sapsactum. So, right, the top ink. And the bottom ink. So in terms of what you're communicating.
Your capital O. Oh.
I should do it. So you have like the Maisa content, let's say Totsa even. That parentheses, not so clear if that's like a good way of saying it, but it might be helpful, right? On one end of the topic, you did it, you did the writing, so that's the most recent writing. On the other hand, your content is already there. You haven't added content, right? On the other hand, why else might the topic be significant?
Well, there's the whole lishma argument. Whether if you're writing it lishma or you're going over it lishma, then maybe that could be additionally a problem.
Right. Okay. But why would that change things? Why would the extra lishma happen?
Because then there's a totsa with the topping also.
Oh, very good. Right.
You're changing what the actual status of the writing is.
Right. Meaning, it's one thing to say, if it's irrelevant, on one hand you can say, well, tapping should always be flushed because it's on top. On the other hand, you could say, the tapping's never going to be flushed because the tapping is just, you know, just a coating over here, right? But you could also say, well, actually, that's only true unless, right, in the case of it adds content, then if it adds, right, if it adds value, right, then it also has tozah slash content, right? Or let's say it's dialog abe sikra, right? The letters are already there when they're sikra. So says Tosfos, yeah, well, when you put dio on it, when you go over your pencil and pen, you're adding to the ksav, right? It's better than. Okay? So what's cool is that on the one hand, now you're sort of in the middle steps, because on the one hand, your maisa ksiva happened. Number two is also not just maisa ksiva, but it's also what you see, right? What you actually see is the topping, not the bottom, right? Actually, this is blue. It's what you see. It's the Maisa Ksiva, but only when it adds value do you say that, says Lisa Quintosos, that it's actually going to be considered Sabbath. Right? Because otherwise, you haven't added anything. You darkened your old letters. But you haven't done anything. In fact, I think according to Tosfos, right, why are you Patur on Shabbos? Because you don't even have a Maisa Ksiva, because you haven't created any content. Right? So for Tosfos, right, this is cool, because on the one hand, we can talk about Maisa, right, Maisa Tosa, we can also talk about, well, what's the point of writing? Right? Why are you Chayav, what makes writing writing? What makes the difference between writing, let's say, and like a little kid scribbling? Right? So writing versus scribbling is the content. So if the letters are already there and you're just darkening them, you're adding on another coat of paint, then there's no Maisa Ksiva, right? Maybe. But if it's, but if there is something that you're bound adding, then maybe even the Ksav Elyon is going to count. Okay? Now, number two is the following. Okay? What about the status of the bottoming versus the topping? Right? The Gemara seems to make it clear that you're any time that we count the topping, you'll also be mochet to the bottoming. Right? So remember Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim is very confused, like bothered by this. What?
We also started the Reb
Chaim. We started it. I started it. I got to the two different Chakira.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm not going to get into Reb Chaim so much now then. We'll hold that off for Sunday. But yeah, it's a big one. It's also great. There's like this whole great story at the end also, which is just like, you know what happened? Amazing story. I'm just going to ruin the story. I'm just going to tell you what happened. There's a story in Bris where someone wrote a get, Lishma, and then went over it, Shalul Lishma. Isn't that amazing? Only in Bris. Only in Bris could you have some guy who's like, right, so it's like, I'm going to go over it, Shalomish. You know, it's just like, you know, you got to like, that. It must have been a very interesting place. Okay, anyway, so that's like a fascinating question, but why, right, why is that such a good question? Because now, what do we have? In that case, I could say that if I do write it over Shalomishma, on some level, I could say, the original content is already there. I'm not adding anything. On the other hand, right, what I put on top is what I see. And maybe I did do a Maisa Ksiva because I did a Shalom Lishma, right? There's a difference between them.
Isn't that Kilkul, though?
Yes, but Kilkul is different. Right? When I go over it, does it count because I made it better? Right? I'm adding to it? Or is it, in order for it to have a chalos ksiva, it needs to be different than what was already there? Right? Maybe there's no chalos ksiva if it's totally the same as what's already there, But here it's different, but it's not adding value. So what is it?
It's sort of projecting that it's just about the mindset. Like if you're saying that it's just about the mindset, then shouldn't like any time that you actually like just move your hands that it would be to write, that would be considered writing? Like
my sativa involves making letters. Like on Shabbos, if you just like go like this, right? If I go like this on Shabbos, I'm doing ksiva. Right? Ksiva involves, right, some sort of creation of, you know, intelligible, actually that's intelligible. right? But intelligible and, you know, significant text, let's say. Right? So you only did a maisa ksiva if you created, except, you know, if you created ksav, let's say. But if it's already there, you just, you know, I make a hay. And then I go like this. And I just write? I don't know. There was a hay before, and there's a hay still. Right? If, you know, it was green, right? If it was blue, and now I'm also making it green, so now I can say two things, right? I could say, is this ksiva? Right? Maybe yes, because it's different. Maybe no, because like the content isn't really different. Right? Do I say, oh, now I just, you know, I redid it? And also, what if I went over it and got me, right? And so you can't see the original. Right? In addition to the question of am I writing, I also have to ask, you know, am I erasing? Right? If I write Shalol Lishma, am I erasing the original? Right? Is the original no longer relevant? Right? Because on the one hand, you'll say, well, why not? I can still see it down there because it's, right, the same shape and the same word, so it hasn't disappeared, right? So on the one hand, I can say, well, it's still there. Right? But on the other hand, I can say, right, this is the one I can see. Oh, this is blue, freshly bad, right? No, it's red, there's no added content. Red is bad, okay? And here, I can say, you know, can't actually see it. Oh, that's 6-9. I can't actually see it, so on one hand, that should be bad. But on the other hand, right, the words are still there, right? The content, right, still has content. The content remains. So our problem here is pretty significant, right? We're really stuck between, you know, on one hand, I have the topic. I'd say the topic's the real deal. I'd say the bottom thing's the real deal. Problem is the Gemara seems to think it's clear that the topic only should count if it's sama, it's dio agave sikra. But yet other Gemaras seem to be clear that we would count even dio agave dio. So Tosos comes in and says, I have a solution, right? The difference is between the topic when it adds something and when it doesn't add something. Right? So for Tosos, the real kicker, which is the Shitos, Tosa says, go after value added. Okay? So if the top text adds something, right, in some way gives a sorrow or something new, something additional, then it's also creating content. Right? What's his exact lashon? It's, Mitaking, right? Ksav hasheni osehu lishma chashiv ksav, right? Because it's mitaking, right? Most of our mitaking, it's the shame of ksav, which I think means, right? It's not just about creating the shape of the letters, because then either you say, well, I care about what I see. Right? The actual physical ink that I see is the top ink. the shape of the letters is there already from the bottom ink, right? So Tosa says, yeah, but what do I really care about? I really care about is the content. And if I care about the content, then if the topic adds on more content, or in this case, lishma, right? Or makes it from a pen, right? Pen to number two, you know, number two pencil to, you know, blue or black ballpoint ink, right? Which now you can hand in for your college papers instead of only for your elementary school papers. That's a change that actually makes it accept. Okay? Now, this is one approach to the same. Okay? The approach of Rambam, Bechule seems to be more that Ksav Elyon is always the Ksav. We always care about Ksav Elyon. But when it comes to the cake of what happened, I don't remember exactly how they deal with the Stira. How do they deal with the Stira? According to them, we always care about the top. And that's why it works on Daf Chaf, because it gets us more Lishma. But it doesn't count. It's not going to deal about the deal. Is it going to be Mechayiv you by a get? By, they want to work for the Eden or for the Mechayiv you on Shabbos, because I'm trying to remember this. According to them, it's not going to be Mechayiv you on Shabbos. Oh, right, because of Melachas Mashiach, that's not the Torah. Correct, right? And this is a din in Ksav. Okay? The definition here is there are rules about Ksiva. Tosfos is saying Ksiva is about content. Because Ksiva is about content, if you add content, you've done Ksiva. Right? Say during the band, says top ksav, top text is the text. Okay, we always go by the ksav elyon. Why is it that when it comes to Shabbos we're going to be poter? And the answer is because of Moshav Shabbos. So his answer to Sira is not a what?
Never mind.
Right? He says, "Oh, the answer is Malachas Machshavas. When it comes to Shabbos, it's not good enough for me just to write something. What do I need to do? In Shabbos, I care about right. You're creating something new. It's not enough to do my Sitziva. I need Malachas Machshavas. I need to create something." Right? And if I don't create something new, it doesn't matter that I created something old, right? Here, this is I literally created something old. Because the dia is agave dia. So I did an act of creation, right? And then my sitziva, and the ksav, elyon is the ksav. So it works for Sefer Torah for lishma, and it'll work for a get for lishma. But it's not going to create, it might not create chasimas edim. And it's not going to, and it's going to be machayev, not going to be machayev Shabbos, because Dio Nave Dio is an old creation, it's not a new creation, right? So it's a Shabbos versus Gittin explanation, okay? So again, we're dealing with, right, Ksiva by Gittin and by Shabbos. Tosfos is answering this on the basis of, there are different types of Ksiva. There's Ksiva that adds content, or sorry, there are different types of ways of, let's say, you know, using your ink. You could use it to create content, and you could use it to not. Right? In modern terms, by media, we talk about content, not about words or others, or right, or speeches or sentences or other stuff, because you know content has like this very broad definition of, you know, it's like the way you put things out, the way you organize things, the way you give across ideas, or you trigger people to think certain things. Right? There are lots of things that fall under the very broad rubric of content. So it also says, if you create content, that's going to count as a tzipa. But if not, now, Ramban says, whatever is on top, what you see is what you is the ksav. But on Shabbos, it needs to be new ksav. It's not good enough that it's the ksav. It has to be the new ksav. It has to be melachah slash Shabbos, a new creation that you're getting out of this whole process. Okay. Now, the Rambam on this issue. Rambam, here. The Rambam says, this is Shabbos. Hamavir dio agave sikra chayiv shtayim achas mishum kosev achas mishum mochik. Hevir dio agave dio v'sikra agave sikra pata. Right. So again, that's like the Gemara we have. Right. Dio agave dio is pater. Dio agave sikra is chayiv. In Gittin, the Rambam says, Amal sofer ksov beizu she'erza agarishba v'katzav sofer al dazu meaning shelo lishma v'girishba achas man raises suffer girish v'chol get v'katzav shelo lishma afal pi she'hevir alav kumos lishma ino get. Okay, so the Rambam says that ksav agabe ksav, he doesn't mechalik between dio agabe dio and dio agabe sikra, is ino get and it's pasul lagam, right?
Only if it's shelo lishma.
Yeah, it was originally shelo lishma, then you go over it lishma, right? Afa pi shehed your love kolmos lishma, eno get. Right? What do we say in the Gemara? Right. So Rav Chisda said, that's the machlokas of Yehuda the Chachamim. Rav Acha by Yaakov said, even the Chachamim are moded that it works by a get, by dio agabe dio. And here the Rambam saying that dio agave dio, or maybe even dio agave sikra, doesn't work. Okay, so supposedly mipiyah shmua, right? We'll trust the you know, people say it. They quote b'shem the grid that according to the Rambam, there's a mechilah ekroni being Shabbos leget works in the other direction also. Right? We were saying for the Rambam, by Shabbos, you're going to be putter, even though the top dio is always the real dio, is always the real ksav, because melachas machshavas aser Torah. The Rav says that it's here, it's working in the opposite direction. You're chayiv by Shabbos, by dio agabe sikra, but putter by gerushin, meaning it's not going to work by gerushin, it's going to be still shelo lishma, because dio agabe sikra is a substantive addition, right? Ksav hanir la'ayin ke'et hu ksav she'oso yatzar ha'kotev niten l'chaivo behilchol Shabbos. Okay? You're chay because of melachas machshavas, but in the opposite direction. Why? When it comes, because by a get, you need ksav, and you need maisa ksiva, right? You need to write it. And if you didn't write it mechadash, then you didn't write it. But if you, legabe Shabbos, you improved it in a manner such that it's substantively different, right? Just like if you were to, let's say you were to, like, do makim b'patish, right? What's makim b'patish?
Finishing it off.
Theoretically, you have the whole thing. There's a great, the picture Mishnayos have a great example for it. I really love it because, and it's like in the Gemara, but like, the way they picture it. You have this like massive, like, you have this rock kli that's like totally finished, but you see it's like physically, it's still actually attached to the ground. Like you carved it out of the rock, but it's still attached to the rock. So all it needs to do is give it like a little push, and then the whole like kli is going to crack off and be a whole kli. But it's still like a little bit attached to the rock, right? You haven't created something yesh me'ayin, but you've given it that final extra push that transforms it, that extra step. And here we do. We have the same thing, according to the Rav, right? When you put dio agabe sikra, and this is a new corner of the board. Now let's say it's dio and sikra, not dio and dio. I guess we just make it like here, right? until our sakura. You see that? Yeah. So according to our sakura, the Shabbos Chayev is the Rambam. For Shabbos, you're Chayev and get it's possible, right? So the grid says for Shabbos you're Chayev because Asa Machshav. Well, Asa Machshav is Asa Torah. You have created something different. You've accomplished something meaningful. So in this case, when it comes to Diyogami, Diyogamban says, well, you're not going to be chayiv because you haven't really, it's the ksav, you haven't created anything. But when it's Diyogami Sikra, says the Rav, that creates something, right? You just changed it from pencil, right? Just, you know, which is not so clear, not so good, not so long-lasting, to pen, which is now a much more substantive ksav. On the other hand, when it comes to a get, in order to make it lishma, what do you need? You need to write it lishma, right? The ksav isn't lishma, right? The ksav is shalo lishma. You might also have lishma here, but the fact that you changed it, you can't just slap lishma on top of it like a sticker, right? So the Rambam thinks that it's not going to work at all, right?
But what if the sticker is good in lishma?
What?
What if the original Sikra was written Lishma? Is that possible?
Well, and then the Dio is also Lishma?
Yeah, because then the Dio is not adding Lishma, it's just like sharpening it.
Yeah, that, I think that would be fine, but also you don't have a problem there, right? Because the original was Lishma.
Uh-huh. So then it would work in both, it would work in Shabbos and, like it would be Usher on Shabbos and it would work, like, yeah, if the Sikra was written
Lishma. Yes, correct. Right. That's not such a bit, not a problem, because the original is Lishma already. I think we can also offer a slightly different explanation, that though, which is very exciting in the Rambam, based on what we said last year. Why? It might be a little hard to contemplate, but like think about it, right? What when it comes to Dio Agabi Sikra, what can we say about Dio Agave Sikra that might be, let's say, important? And particularly in the case of Lishma.
If think is still wet.
Okay, I mean, you're thinking the right case, right? Not just because it's still wet. It's not wet. It's totally dry now. But yeah, like, what was important about the whole, that whole situation? What did we think were the defining features of the Machlokas, let's say? Or of the two options of how to see things.
If you can see things as they will be or as they are now.
Right, but why? Why do we do? Well, those were the nafkamina. What was the reasoning?
Whether it was more practical or formal.
Right. And why? What was the importance of the practical?
It might be Ms. Daif.
Nope.
Just to treat the content.
Right, right. We care about the practical because the practical is about presenting das legaresh, right? The kus of law, sefer krisos, mishilcha bibeso, right? The ksiva needs to be of his intent to be megaresh, and therefore the communication of that is the key, right? That's what makes it get a get. So, or that's one thing, and therefore the ksav needs to be actual ksav, right? But because of informational practical purposes, or because it's a sefer and you need a formalistic, right, siva b'chu. How could we apply that, the chakir between those two concepts here, right, between Shabbos and Gittin, where Shabbos by Lishma would dafka be, with the Yagad and Sikra wouldn't work, but for Shabbos you would be chayiv, for kosev.
Well, I guess if Shabbos, I would assume Shabbos is more of a formal writing. So, awesome. So if you say that the first writing was valid, if you say that first writing with Sikra was valid, then the second writing, you're not really adding anything. So there wouldn't be a, you wouldn't be chayav.
Well, we said here's the problem. We're saying that you are chayav. Rambam seems to be saying that you are chayav by Shabbos, right? Rambam says that. But it sounds like he's saying by a get, it would still be pasul as shalom lishma.
Shabbos, you would be chayav.
You're right. By Shabbos, it sounds like it's formed. Very good. You know, let's start with that, because you're making a very good point, right? According to the Rambam also from last year, we said, Shabbos, you're saying, is formal, I'm with you 100%, right? Shabbos, melacha, Shabbos, Hasar Torah, there's an issur of doing a formal ksiva, right? Actually, it's got formal definitions. By get, we still put the Rambam in the practical camp, right?
Right.
It's about the communication, and it's also about the, right? It's about man embodying his intent, right?
So you're not adding any new content by the get when you're going over the it with ink. So it wouldn't be a kosher get, but formally, like by Shabbos with the writing, you're adding some sort of significance to the writing, because before it wasn't really considered ketav, and now it is considered ketav formally.
Exactly. Right? By Shabbos, when we say Dio Agabe Sikra, you're right. Dio Agabe Sikra is a Maisa Ksiva, it's Meleches Machsheves, it's Ksav, right? Because you created better Ksav now. Right? So from a formalistic Ksav perspective, you just did Kosev, right? But from a practical communication, from an embodiment of his intent to be Megarish, right, which needs to be Lishma, right? The whole point of Lishma is that this Ksav is now, he's writing and embodying his intent to be Megarish, her, right? You can't fix that, right, if your words aren't changing. It doesn't matter that the formal Ksav is being improved, right? The tochen, the content, right, which is basically what Lishma is all about, isn't being changed. So that's not kosei. That's not going to fix your content issues, right? Dialogabi Sikra can fix formal issues, but it can't fix practical issues because it's only formally kosei, right? The content has been there the whole time. You're not changing the content. So what's gishmak is that our Gemara, which is dealing with the Khatima of the Eidim, actually, right, you need them formally to sign. Okay, so, if you have them sign Agabe Sikra, maybe that's not such a big deal, right? But when it comes to the question of Lishma, the Rambam says, of course it's not going to work, right? Because Lishma is all about the content. Lishma is all about the communication of the Das Nagash. So once that's not going to be changed, of course you can't fix the Lishma just by putting the Dio Agabe the Sikra, because the words are the same words. Okay, Yishma. So we're going to stop here. Next year, we're going to continue with the Reb Chaim and the discussion of the relationship between the Ksav Elyon, Ksav Tachyon, and Kosev and Mochik, and the different Shitos in the Rishonim. It's going to build, obviously, on these ideas. It's a good reply to be. He really goes through the whole web of relationships, not only this first shot, and also we'll obviously deal with the shot. But that's the main focus. It's going to be that big reply. Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks.